amazing thing. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Chayei Sarah, and the years of Sarah were by Yiyu Chayei Sarah, Mea Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah. And the years of Sarah were 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years, 127 years. These were the years of Sarah. Yeah, I got that, as you just said. It's a funny repetition in the Pasuk. The years of Sarah were 127 years. These were the years of Sarah. Yeah, that's what you just said. What's the Pasuk trying to say? So I once heard the explanation is according to another Chazal. The interesting thing, Sarah lived for 127 years. Esther, in the times of the Megillah, ruled over 127 countries. Chazal say it's not a coincidence. They say Esther was merited, Esther was zeichah to rule over 127 countries. She said, let the granddaughter of the one who lived 127 years live for, rule over 127 countries. So I once heard that the understanding of this is that a person, we don't just let life go by us. We have to rule over our life. We have to be shaylet. We have to make life into something. We don't just let life happen. We have to make, if a person just lets the day pass, that's not called that he ruled over his day. If a person gets up in the morning and makes the day happen, does something active, makes it happen, then he ruled over his day. That's a shlita. So Sarah ruled over 127 years. She used every single one of the 127 years properly. So her granddaughter got to rule over 127 countries. Because she ruled over her years properly, her granddaughter ruled over these countries properly. That's what it's saying. And the years of Sarah were 127 years. These were the years of Sarah. Every single year was hers. She used every year properly. If a person doesn't use days or doesn't use years, those aren't his years. They're gone. They slipped by. He slipped out of his hands. If he uses a day properly, if he uses a week properly, it's his years. That's why the Gemara says, we're going to get up to the second Seder soon. That's what the Gemara says when it says that it says a person should stand up for an elderly man, and it says like a double lashon, mipnei seva tokum, and you should give honor to an old man. It's a repetition. So the Gemara says that zakein stands for zesha kana chachma. Zakein, an old man, refers to someone who's a chacham, someone who's a talmud chacham, someone who uses his life properly. So the Shlach HaKadosh says that the reason why an old man is someone who uses his life properly is he says that someone could live his whole life not using it properly, not being responsible, not doing the things that a person is supposed to do with his life. He said those years aren't his. So that person, at the end of his life, is maybe 10 years old. Because he only used 10 years properly. Only 10 of his years are his. Maybe he's 20 years old. A person who's actively involved, a person who's living his life and not just letting his life pass him, a person who's doing, who's accomplishing, when he's 70, when he's 80, when he's 90, he's 70 or 80 or 90. He has all his years. We say Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of Sarah. She was actually 127 of those years were Sarah's years. She lived 100 and she used all those years properly. Now let's look back at our pasuk. You should count for yourself. We ask why it says yourself. You should count for yourself 7 years, seven times. And then those 7 years, seven times, will be for you 49 years. You should count for yourself every year means you should recognize the importance of time and the importance of using every year properly. It should be yours. And if you do that, 7 times 7 will equal 49. If you do that, then you'll have 49 years. But if you don't count every year, if you don't use every minute properly, then 7 times 7 doesn't have to equal 49. There could be years missing. There could be days missing. There could be hours missing that weren't used properly. The Torah is teaching me that it's not always so simple that all the years add up to a final total. Sometimes there could be years missing. The Parashas Bahar tells us, realize that every year counts. And if you realize that every year counts, then 7 times 7 will equal 49. You, v'hayu lecha, these 7 years will be for you 49 years. You'll actually have 49 years. The Marsha in Mayit Katan, Daf Chav Ches, says that the same thing is true about counting Sphira. Sphira also we count for 50 days, 49 days, and then it's Shavuos. And he says, even though nowadays we don't have the counting of Yovel, but every single year, every year, takes the days from Pesach to Shavuos, and he counts. Today's the 33rd day. Tomorrow's the 34th day. He counts 50 days. He says it's the same lesson. He says, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Each day represents a year. Each day we count 49 days to ingrain into ourselves that every single year counts. Every single year of those 50 active years, every single year counts. There's a Shari Tshuva that says that there's different times in a person's life and different things that happen that cause a person to be ma'ayr himself, to do tshuva, to improve his ways, to take on new responsibilities. One of those things, he says, is when you start noticing white in your beard. You start noticing that you start noticing signs of age. So, in this country, the culture in this country is that as soon as you start noticing signs of age, you quickly get in touch with someone to dye your hair and you try to get the best cream to get rid of the wrinkles, and you try to avoid the fact as much as possible. But the Shari Tshuva says that Hashem is kind to us. It's a certain kindness that Hashem has because He cares about us. That when we reach a certain age, we start to have simanim. You're aging, and the idea is, every day counts. Don't forget. Don't forget, every day counts. And that's a time, it's one of the times, the milestones in a person's life, that he adds on new responsibilities. He's more focused now. In a certain sense, it's an amazing thing. We have to look at aging, it's a certain milestone. It's a message from Hashem. Let's go, get to work. Life is important. Every day counts, every hour counts, every minute counts. It's an important milestone. Lag Ba'omer, it's the 33rd day is when you just turn the corner. There's 49 days. 32 days is a little bit less than half. After the 33rd day, you're a little bit more than half. The 33rd day is when you... 32... It's a third. More than a third, I think. It's two-thirds. It's two-thirds of the way, right? The right of the way, right? So he says when you pass the two-thirds mark... Lag Ba'omer is passing the two-thirds mark. You realize, one second, it's almost Shavuos. Right, from Lag Ba'omer, every wife knows Lag Ba'omer, but let's not thinking about Shavuos. It's almost Shavuos. The clock is ticking. I already counted 33 days. There's not that much time left. That's the marshal for that in a person's life is, oh boy, I got a white hair. The clock is ticking. I'm not going to be around forever. I got important things to do. That's one of the reasons why Lag Ba'omer is an important day. Shavuos is the yantif, the end of the counting. But Lag Ba'omer is also a little bit of a yantif. In Lag Ba'omer, we already start to smell Shavuos. One second. If I wasn't counting good until now, if I wasn't using my sphere properly, if I wasn't taking the lesson properly until now, the clock is ticking. It's Lag Ba'omer already. There's a lot of things to say about time, but I think one of the things that we lose sight of, it's not a question of how much we accomplish, it's not a question of how much did we accomplish. A lot of times people don't realize that right now, for these 10 minutes, or for this hour, I have to use this hour properly. I have to use it to be proactive, to be energetic, to use time, not just to sit back and let time happen. A lot of people let their life go by. And then when they have to work, they work. When they have to do something, they do something. As like kind of, life just kind of like pushes them through. And some people are more energetic about life. I have important things to accomplish. And they stand up and they do things. That's using time properly. We see Gedolim was so makbid on every minute, the value of time, every minute of time. My brother told me this interesting thing about Rav Aaron Schechter. I think of Chafana from this story. My brother's friends with Rav Aaron Schechter's grandson. So he was once by his house in the country, in Camp Morris. He once came to visit Rav Aaron's grandson. He was in Rav Aaron's house. So Rav Aaron's grandson tells my brother, I have to wake up my grandfather in 3 minutes. So my brother says, when did he go to sleep? He said, 4 minutes ago. That means that Rav Aaron said, that's Rav Aaron, right? That means that Rav Aaron said, wake me up, I could just see him saying it, wake me up in 7 minutes. That's time. That's someone who values time. I saw a cute thing from the Imre Emes, says, there's a famous Gemara, that if a person realizes the Eitz HaRa is getting hold of him, he should learn Torah. If that doesn't work, he should say Shema. If that doesn't work, he should remember Yom HaMisa. He should remember the day of his death. So the I wrote down because I can't speak Yiddish. I wrote down. He said to remember Yom HaMisa. He said to remember their tug is the oifgishtarven. To remember Yom HaMisa is killing the day. Don't remember the day of death. Someone whose Yetzer Hara is getting a hold of him. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. If I don't use the day properly, the day is gone. Remember Yom HaMisa, the death of the day. The death of the day, not the day of death. That's what Abraham said. Use the day. We have a day ahead of us, let's use it. That's using time properly. We make fun of this, but we all say it, that we're going to do something when we get around to it. Just I was thinking about it, as I was pacing around the table in the hospital, I was thinking about, you say, I'm going to get around to it. It's such a pathetic thing. What that means is, I'm not really going to do anything. Life kind of knocks me around until I get around to it, and I'm stumbling over it, then I'll do it. It sounds pathetic. We should be embarrassed to say that. I'm going to do it when I get around to it. It's like I'm going to sit on the merry-go-round, and when I get around to it, then I'll do it. I'm not really going anywhere. What do you mean when you get around to it? If it's an important thing, go do it. You know, in yeshiva, you talk to different bakrim when they hit a hard time. So I noticed there's two types of bakrim. One type of bakr says, "I already messed up. I didn't do anything till now. I already missed so many blots. I already made so many mistakes, and it's hard for them to pick themselves up." Another kind of bakr makes himself sick planning the future. And at this second I'm going to do this, and this second I'm going to do that. They plan themselves to death sometimes. And everything has to work out, and if they learn two words in a mesechta, they make a cheshbon. If it took them 5 minutes, and they learn 5 minutes a day, when will they finish? And if they learn this amount every day, and if all the stuff, make all kinds of cheshbon, it's when they're going to get everything done. And both ways are dangerous. The healthy way to do it, it's good to have goals. It's good to think about the past. But the healthy way to do it is, today is an empty vessel. Every day is an empty vessel. Let me fill this vessel. I can't worry about yesterday. And I can't really worry about tomorrow. But today is an empty vessel. Every single hour is an empty cup. Let me fill that cup properly. And if I fill that cup properly, maybe tomorrow won't work out. Maybe yesterday didn't work out. But today I filled properly. I used today. There's a few bachurim in the yeshiva that there's a certain system of personality types that they read a few books from these authors. And one of the things, I borrowed some of the books, one of the things I found interesting is this thing, because I have this problem, is there's a certain type of person, and I'm that type of person, that always feels like you're not really ready to start life yet. We're not really ready enough to start the project yet. So a person could be, you know, 30, 40, 50, and he doesn't really feel like he has everything together to really go ahead and do what he planned on doing with his life. He spent his whole life in preparation of life. There's a certain type of person. Some people are, you know, from the time they're young, they're going and they're doing. Some people, that's why you find people sometimes, that they're just talented, they have plenty to offer, and they're just not doing. They don't yet feel like they have it all together. They don't yet feel ready to go and do it. That's also an abuse of time. The clock is ticking. Life started. Live it. It's a certain... put together a paragraph from the book. Just a few sentences about this particular thing. Avoid putting things off until you are in the right mood. Commit yourself to productive, meaningful work. Working consistently in the real world will create a context in which you can discover your talents. You will not find yourself in a vacuum, so connect and stay connected to the real world. You may feel that you are never ready to take on a challenge of some sort, that you will always need more time. You must stop imagining life and start living it. An important lesson sometimes. All of us have certain dreams. All of us have certain things. When I get around to it, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for my family or for my wife. Or I'm going to do this project. Or I'm going to start this venture. I'm going to take this Seder. I'm going to learn this Sefer. I'm going to get more involved in this community work. I'm going to do this project. Yeah, one day, it's on my list. It's on my to-do list. One day I'm going to get there. I'm not ready yet. Life is busy. Yeah, life is busy, but it's also ticking by. If you have dreams, I think of the Safar Talacha, Parshas Bahar, or the Lag BaOmer. If you have dreams, start today. Do it today. Nothing's changing. Life is ticking by much faster than we're getting ready for it. think it'll be a great thing just to use Lag BaOmer to think over that everyone has their to-do list in their mind of things that, like, when I get around to it, I'm gonna blank. And I think Lag BaOmer is a zman mesugel. That's what we see from this marsha, and we see from this psugel. It's a zman mesugel to cross one thing off the to-do list. When I get around to it, no, I'm not getting around to it. I'm jumping off the merry-go-round, and I'm going to do it right now. That's all.